Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, welcome to the Friday Roundup. This is our weekly movie and video game news show that goes up on YouTube every Friday.
If you want to see the video portion of this, go check it out on our YouTube channel. But if you want the audio, well, you're already here. Why, hello there, Kelsey.
Hello there, Robert.
It's a somber day.
Why?
I don't know why. It's one of our last Friday Roundups.
True, but it is. Yum dope. On the last Friday.
On Fridays. Yeah, we're gonna get to all that later. We have such a show today. It is so packed.
Packed.
It's huge. So
God,
big.
Gross. Don't do that.
it's literally so much, because last time we did like what was left of November. Mm-hmm. November has happened some. We're doing all of December.
Which hasn't happened
December's
at all.
Not here yet.
I know.
Cause as you know, today is November 17th, 2023. I don't know what to do but to get into it. So would you like to get into it?
Please.
All right. So first of all of these things would be releasing for you to own on, if I can get my notes up, man.
Professional podcasters.
December 5th. These are when these movies would come out for you to own, to buy.
Excellent.
We're going to start with Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, which I still would like to see. I'd like to see
it. Is that Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah. He's the villain of this one.
And is that Pedro Pascal? Hold on.
Okay.
It's
so
like
that's the thing,
Pedro
man.
Pascal.
Yeah, this is not him. But I was like, I think that's Antonio Banderas.
Is it?
A little bit. I think
it's
so.
It's like they've photoshopped his face. I don't know who this is.
I don't know. I didn't see this movie. I think it's supposed to be good, though.
I've only ever seen the first Indiana Jones, and even then I was like, this is fucking mid.
Dude, it's all about the third one.
So much campier than I thought it was going to be. I was going into thinking I was going to like get into saga that is amazing
this is
and wonderful.
Pure camp.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones is pure pulp stuff.
If I had known that going in, I would have been impressed, probably. I might give it another shot.
I'm telling you, it's all about the third one.
Okay.
The third movie's so good. You got to watch the third one. They look for the Holy Grail. So maybe you can have a Holy Grail movie that you enjoy.
Oh my God.
Spoiled for you.
Okay.
Listen to our regular show to see why Kelsey's a little put off by the Holy Grail. But anyway, Indiana Jones has a nice little Best Buy steelbook coming. I like this one. I think that's pretty classy.
Oh, that's cool. And how it's like the whole image, the wraparound that we like.
Yeah, I'm into this. Like, I really like this one. This is a pretty solid steelbook. I like it.
No sleeve?
I want to know what is... No sleeve. I want to know what's spilled on it here. There's like liquid all over this half.
I like how there's an outline of him in like whatever that spill is. This little hat.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Man, this is nice. I like this one. It's cool. Next up, we've got Stand By Me. Good old classic movie. Getting a steelbook release. This is not a Best Buy one, huh?
Will Wheaton? I didn't know Will Wheaton was one of the kids.
Will Wheaton. Yeah. I love this movie. I love this movie so much. Stephen King movie.
Yeah. I genuinely can't remember if I've seen it or not. I know that it's been recounted to me by so many people that are like, you've got to see this one. I think I just have vicariously...
You probably just pieced it all together.
Yeah, I would like to see it. It's a good plot.
It's good. And you know I like it because it does the thing that I really like where people like voiceover over the movie.
Yes.
That's my fucking shit for some reason.
Classic
and this
shit.
Movie's all about it. I love that.
And to me, this is the boyhood version of the girlhood's Now and Then.
Sure.
Have you seen Now and Then?
I don't even think I've heard of that movie.
It's got Christina Ricci in it.
Of course. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. But this is a good movie. Continuing on some good movies, we've got The Color Purple getting all a 4K right. release.
Nice.
That's good. I expected maybe a little bit more, like maybe a Steelbook or something.
Yeah.
You know, just a pretty big movie, but it was just this release.
So are we ramping up to go to the theater with this movie? Because that one's coming out soon? Has already come out?
I think, yeah. So that new one's coming out like later in the year, I think.
Okay.
I don't know, but maybe so. Maybe this is to get it hyped for that one. Not maybe. Sure. So, but I ended this day with the big one. I would have opened with this one because it's an older release, but that was the best one. For the first time in 4K, you've got a Titanic.
Oh, good old Titanic. Okay.
First
you know
time
what?
In 4K.
I'm going to make a complaint real quick.
Okay.
They never fucking do fun covers for Titanic.
They did once.
I remember
the 3D was, one that I have.
Yes, the 3D one where you like, is yeah. that the one with the fucking, maybe I'm making up, maybe we had planned a different okay. release for it, like you and I personally. But there's one where like okay. the water is filling up the clock, right?
I think that is in one somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if it was like one of those plastic cases where you like turn it over
Ooh.
And the water moves around in there?
That like, would be fun.
They did one of those for Scream, I think, with the okay. bloody knife.
Yeah. That would be cool.
But anyway, there's so much good imagery yeah. in Titanic that you could use to make a nice steelbook.
But they're not doing a steelbook. No steelbooks.
Yeah. And
instead,
it's
we're getting this gigantic collector's edition.
Oh.
So let me regale you with this. You ready?
Yes, please. A White Star Line ticket.
This is coming with a hardcover coffee table book with recounting different days of shootings. You can read how they filmed the movie.
Cool.
You get the detailed ship schematic with locations of various scenes from the movie, so you know where they happened.
I hope it folds out and you get like a whole like level by level map.
It's just this.
Ugh.
No, it's just this. Then you get movie prop replicas of a boarding pass, a launch viewing ticket, ship menus, and notes from Jack to Rose and from Rose to Cal. The different notes they get passed around.
Those are so cool.
And then you get sheet music for My Heart Will Go On because for some reason, sheet music. Like,
why
I don't read music. Like, I don't need it.
Better learn.
You know, but I mean, this is a solid release. I think it's like $100-something.
Shit.
I don't know that I need it that bad.
No.
Already,
it's nice.
Already got me a mock ticket to the Titanic, so.
Do you?
Yeah, I got one when we went to Vegas and did the whole Titanic
nice.
Thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, Titanic's so cool. I know that you and Titanic I share cool. the obsession for Titanic. I want the Lego set for Titanic so
Ooh,
bad.
That's it's pretty cool.
Huge and expensive, like in like out of reach expensive, but
yeah,
I always look at it and well, ponder.
One day I do remember there used to be a firework that you could get and you like put it like in the water, you would light it and then it would like blow out the front and make it start to sink and stuff. It was a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, it was a pretty sad firework.
Okay,
I did it once. It was like, that's scary. I don't like that. But this is a very good release. I definitely want it in 4K. I would love to see it in 4K. I bet it would be even more terrifying to me.
Get to see all the water. Get to see those old people cuddling in high definition.
No, don't want it. Skipping to another day.
Let's get out
We're
of here.
We're going to December 12th now. Okay. A week from then. Got a lot of releases on that day, so let's get started. Notice, no boutiques on the 5th.
No boutiques.
All yeah. boutiques on the 12th.
Here we go.
Here we go. First of all, you've got your basic release. The new Ninja Turtles movie is coming out to own. It's nice. It's got a nice little Best Buy steelbook. I think it's
pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like it. There's like 15 different pictures going around of like what it looks like, but this is the official one that Best Buy has on the website.
Okay.
Okay. I like it. But you can get the same one from Walmart. And you get this dope poster as well.
I like that.
And I like the poster.
Those are Dude, pretty that, colors.
That is a black light poster if there ever was
oh,
one.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dude, I want this poster. It looks so good. But this is exclusive to Walmart. So if you want this one, you got to get there. Then this one's all for you, Kelsey. This one's very much for you. Okay. Marvel was starting to release some of their TV shows in steelbooks for some reason.
Okay.
They picked four shows to do it with. I've never covered them for you, but I've covered these two for you. Season one of The Mandalorian is getting a steelbook release.
That's not Marvel.
It's Disney. There we go. Disney. Well, two of the shows were Marvel shows.
Okay. And then
it was only two seasons of this. It's not even all the seasons, and it's no other Star Wars shows. Just the first two seasons of Mando.
Interesting.
But it's a very nice steelbook.
It is very nice.
Very, very good.
I love that cover.
What about season two?
I like season two.
I think I like season one more.
Oh, I like the back of this one, though, with Baby Yoda and on the thing.
Yeah, still didn't watch this season.
I'm shame.
I don't know, man.
No, yeah.
I actually can't decide. They're both good.
I'm all about this second one here. This is very cool.
You like the darker palette? Or it's got more Yoda?
It's moodier, and there is a lot more baby.
I just like his stance on the front of this one.
Yeah.
I just think he looks cooler than this one.
Heroic.
I don't really like
the whole, like bounty hunter, you know?
Yeah, but he sucks at
bounty hunter. A little over-the-shoulder action.
I mean, you got good, you know, dad photos here. Well done, Dad.
I love him.
Also, they do come with these postcards as well.
Cool. Little art postcards. Yeah. You would be obsessed with what happens in season three, because there's like a, I'm just going to tell you, there's a scenario where Baby Yoda starts to pilot like a robot mech and he can like talk through it, and it's incredible. Oh my God.
Okay. I'm going to get there. I just need Taylor to do homework first. I did the homework. Unrelated to Mando, but I like these two releases. I think these are very solid.
Yeah, these are good.
These are really, really real good. Then we're going to hit the actual boutiques now. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Arrow Video. Solid. One of our absolute faves.
Love their color palette.
Got a Water World.
Okay.
That's fine. People like this movie. It's a cult classic. I do like it. I've seen it like the one time. And was like, yeah, that's good. Never needed to watch it again.
Water World and Splash.
That's two very different things.
They're kind of the same, though, when you really think about it.
Are they? Because Splash I've never seen. Isn't that Tom Hanks falls in love
with the mermaid?
Yeah. Whereas in this, Kevin Costner is the mermaid, and he falls in love with nobody.
It's the same.
Is it? This one's water capitalism.
Okay.
They like hoard dirt and it's all
the water. Okay.
It's a weird movie. But these are what's important. This is what's important, and I need your assistance.
Okay.
Next up is The Warriors. I love The Warriors.
Warriors.
But they've got two editions.
Oh, shit.
They both have their merits, and I don't know which one I want.
Let's figure it out.
So first of all, we have this one, and I like it. I do like it. You have bespoke artwork by Arrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
The whole subway car. You're like looking through the subway door at them. I love that.
Yeah. And then you get a poster of the original poster, right?
Okay, cool.
Which I love that. But then they have an edition where the box set is the original artwork. Which I like that.
I don't know about that.
I don't really like this poster, though.
Yeah, that poster is lame.
You're thinking this one.
Definitely go with the bespoke art. We love a bespoke art piece.
I haven't bought a lot of movies this year, and I will be buying this one.
Yeah.
I love The Warriors so much. It's a good movie. But two good additions. So check this out from Arrow Video on December 12th if you love The Warriors as well.
Nice.
Next up, very solid release from Criterion. We have Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio with a crazy edition.
Whoa. What?
I like it. It's
does
so
that fold out?
Different. I believe it does.
That's cool.
I like this. It's there's not a lot like this release, you know?
Yeah.
It's a very different type of release for a very good movie. So it's
I love
very
the
good movie.
Or no, is that a book? That's a book.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you get a book in it as well.
Wow.
With like cast stuff and all this. Like, it's a good release.
It's very cool.
I like this one. Then you've got Kino Lorber, one of our favorites. We like this movie right now. I've never seen it, but I feel like this is one of those movies that like everybody loves.
Okay.
Are you a Face-Off person?
You know what? I am a Face-Off person.
I thought so, because I was like, this movie feels important. So I put it in
here. Important.
Okay. Kino Lorber, bring in the important stuff, because we always like Kino Lorber releases as well. And I was like, this one's good, right?
It is good.
It's good. Then we've got Shout Factory. Nice. Hit Kelsey hard. Here we go with a 4K Clue release. Really good cover. I love this cover. Was it?
Oh my god.
All the people in the with the this
That's
is such
so good.
A good cover.
I love this.
Yeah. This is good.
Now what is it's Shout good. Select? Have we talked about that before? Is this like their little Criterion Collection type thing?
It's just their label.
Okay.
So it's Shout Factory, but they have their Shout Selects, which is like their normal movies, but then we always tend to cover Scream Factory. It's still Shout Factory ones, but that's their horror label.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, this is just their, like, these are good movies.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is, like, the Shout Criterion stuff. And then, just to have it out somewhere, they're hitting me with the Weird Movie.
Oh.
The Weird Al movie
in
4K.
I forgot this existed. Have you seen this
How?
One?
No, I actually haven't seen it still.
You can't be mad at me.
I'm mad you forgot about it. I think about it all the time. And I'm like, are we going to watch it? And it's like, eh, later. And then we don't watch it.
You know what? Maybe
I'll watch
maybe
it one
this
day.
Is a Zeitgeist movie.
I would die. I've seen so many pieces of it on TikTok. So like, I know a lot of the scenes. I'm like, this is funny. This is good. I should watch it. And I just haven't watched it.
All right.
And then, you know, you all knew. There's no chance that I close out the year. That's some One Piece stuff for you.
Here we go. Okay, bring it on. What is happening?
Okay. Hey, you're the one that's supposed to be watching this show learning. I'm not into it, man. Now, this is not really new.
Look at his chicken legs.
This is the collection that takes those voyage packs and then just bundles them in one thing. This says it's $34 less if you buy this edition than if you buy the two parts that comprise it separately. Why do you not wait for this one? You know what I mean?
Literally, the only reason I don't want to watch more One Piece is because of the shitty way they released their media like this. It's so bad. But it's like, anime. And almost all anime releases are bad.
They're not good. Yeah. Because they love just splitting it up into weird stuff and making you rebuy things like 10 times.
Episodes 1-7. And then we have episodes 9 and 11. You have to buy 8 separately because it's, you know, not actually released in America. And then we have episodes 34-765. But I don't like the way they do this.
You're talking about his chicken legs. His head is so small.
It's so small. It's like he's in a mech.
Of his own body.
Happening. Yes.
I don't know. But of course, not only is it coming out, I have to give you cold hard facts about its airing schedule as well. Here we go. This collection will take you through episode 818. Of the total 1,083 that have aired thus far. If you're watching this on the 17th, there's 1,083 that have hit the air. Now, Kelsey.
Robert.
Season 20 that all of this has been in is officially ending finally.
Oh my god.
It's been running since like 2021. That season is coming to a close.
That's so long.
It's gonna end in 2 more episodes, taking you to a total of 1,085 shows. Episode 1084 will air November 19th.
Okay, get ready. Mark your calendar.
1085 on November 26th. Thus concluding season 20. And then a week later, season 21 starts with 1086 on December 3rd.
Why why did they wait?
It just doesn't end. Like,
season is such a loose term for One Piece.
For any anime, really.
I there's super really no want seasons. A One Piece fan to come on and talk to us about One Piece. Like, if you've been into One Piece since the start, if you're like one of the...
Since 97.
Since... That's so long. If you've been into One Piece from the beginning, or even if you've just gotten into it, and you just need to talk about it to somebody who doesn't really know...
If you just have to expel it from your body.
We will take the expellations.
Definitely. I want to know why... I
why
need
should we
that
care?
Much of it in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need that much of it? You know what I mean?
Write in. YMBTOAP@gmail.com or in the comments. Yes. Get down there, you know?
But anyway, that's your One Piece news for the rest of the year with its airing schedule and its beginning of season 21.
Awesome.
Now, we're going to go to December 19th. We're blazing through the rest of this stuff. Every release is so small now.
Okay.
Here we go. December 19th, you got two things. You got the Avatar, the original movie steelbook.
Okay.
Hitting 4K for the first time.
That's pretty.
Beautiful.
I like the birds.
Lovely. I do love it. I love this cover. I like the spine, really.
The way she is riding that with just like ass out. What are they both doing?
That's how you ride them.
Why?
That's how you ride them.
You can sit.
No, you got to watch the movie again. They only ride ass up.
You say again. You know I've never seen Avatar. You know this.
Watch it again for the first time. But the spine is good. I like how there's just this, like, the symbol for it on the side. I like that.
It's cool.
And not having to do the whole, like, name and it's sideways and all that shit. It's just cool.
Yeah.
Then Shout Factory one more time, closing out the year with Stephen King's The Dead Zone. Love Ooh. That movie. Should see that movie if you have not seen that movie.
I have not seen that movie. It looks good.
It's got Christopher Walken.
Okay.
And he goes into a coma. And when he touches people, he sees the future.
All right.
But he touches a politician's hand at a rally and finds out that he's going to bring about like the end of the country and shit. So he has to like stop this politician.
It feels the whole too thing. Real. I don't know if I want to watch that.
That's a good movie, man. Very good movie. And that is it for buying.
Okay.
But of course, you want to go see movies. You're off for some reason the remainder of December. You just don't have work anymore. Good for you. Go to the movies every Friday. And see these, why don't you? December 1st, the Godzilla movie comes out.
Godzilla?
Godzilla minus one.
Minus one what?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's a prequel. So it's like minus one. It's a way to just like play with it, right?
I
don't know. But it's got good posters. Boom. Solid poster. The one I've seen everywhere. Boom. D-IMAX one. Kind of spooky as shit.
That is spooky.
Me no likey. It's all in the water. The ships are just being
demolished.
Don't
like that.
Yeah, he's mean. Ugh. And then very stylistic and cool, the 4DX one, the one where it's like sprays water, and if Godzilla farts, it fills up the theater and shit.
I would never want to go to one of those. That's a fucking cool poster.
Crazy
though.
Good.
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
Oh,
all these Godzilla posters, super solid.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I'm not a big Godzilla person, but I really want to see this movie. I want to know what the
Exodus fan event is.
I don't know. Well, that's pretty soon. Might want to check that out.
Go
check out this poster
out.
And do it. Now, if you want to see another movie, December 8th, we've got The Boy and the Heron, which is the new Studio Ghibli movie. Right?
And Robert Pattinson plays the heron and just goes ape shit in the booth.
And you've got Christian Bale, Dave Bautista, Willem Dafoe, Mark Hamill, Florence Pugh.
Hell yeah.
But all their English casts are always super stacked like that.
Yeah.
So, I've never seen like a new one in the theater, so I'm kind of curious about this.
Yeah, I'd like to see this.
Yeah. But then if you want to wait, yet again, I've got December 15th for you. Pretty solid ones, I guess. First of all, you've got Wonka. Finally, that's coming out.
I forgot this one was happening.
Yeah, I got two posters for you. They're okay. Like, I'm not that excited for this movie.
I really, it disturbs me deep down in my soul that Hugh Grant is the Oompa Loompas. I'm not into that.
Yeah, I just, I'll see about this one. I'm not that excited for this one. But you know what I am excited for?
Tell me.
The Netflix movie that's coming out December 15th. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who knew we needed and were getting a sequel to fucking Chicken Run?
Oh my God, for real?
Dawn of the Nugget.
Oh my God, what?
Does follow the original one. And there's a twist in the trailer that I'm kind of mad I saw in the trailer.
Oh, no.
It's a very decent twist, and I want to know how that plays out now.
Why did they put that in the trailer, you know?
And I purposefully grabbed this poster because another poster has the twist. And I don't want that.
So it must not be that big of a twist if they're advertising it for the movie.
But I mean, like, it would be cool to, like, experience it in the movie and be like, oh my God, how is that what's happening, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this time they're breaking in. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like the original people. I'm pretty sure it is. I think it's like all the original people from that first movie.
Okay.
In like 99. It's an old movie.
So long ago.
But we've got a sequel. I've got another sequel for you though.
All
right.
I'm
going to go to the movies December 22nd. The Aquaman one's coming out. That's a boring poster.
Yep.
Hate that. Still. But you know what I do like? The migration one. I want to see Migration so fucking bad, dude.
I haven't even
funny.
Seen this. It's an Illumination movie. So that's the Minions people, right?
Yeah, and I think they were playing that up with all the ducks. The yellow and all that stuff. It looks really good. It's getting great reviews. I'm excited to see it. Hopefully you guys are too.
Cool.
But if that's not enough, and for some reason you got nothing better to do on Christmas Day, they're releasing a movie on Christmas Day.
Don't go to the theater on Christmas Day.
Why not? Because I really want to see Ferrari.
Oh, I do too, though.
No, I don't want to see this movie. I'm
you
just
don't?
Saying, like, not really. I don't care.
I guess you don't really care about cars.
Yeah, I don't really care to see this movie. I
Adam
love the
Driver.
Adam Driver.
Yeah. He looks... They made him old looking.
I didn't know that it was him.
No.
Like, I was like, is that Adam Driver?
I guess.
And it sure shit is. Like, I mean, like, I would see it, but my mind doesn't go, you know what's very Christmassy?
Ferrari. I mean, the colors are red. All you're missing is the green. Green means
which
go.
He'll make the green.
Oh my God.
With his Ferrari. But yeah, I don't know why that's the Christmas movie. It even just says Christmas on the thing. Just Christmas.
Christmas.
Sure. But that's it. That is your December movie stuff.
That's your
movie. Buy
now?
The movies. See the movies.
Enjoy
the movies.
The movies. Okay.
But don't steal the movies.
Well, would you like to hear about video games?
I would.
It is
what
time.
Are we gonna do this holiday season?
Oh my God, so much. The winter wrap-up is happening.
Okay.
So Disney Dreamlight Valley, we talked about this previously. A Rift in Time is finally going to be releasing. And that also means that the entire game is now going to be released. Like previously it's been in early access. Now it's going to be like, okay, the game is done and we're putting it out, which is really exciting. So this is going to be, of course, on PS4 and 5. It's going to be on Xbox One, Xbox S and X. It's going to be on the Switch. It's going to be on PC. And it is now on Apple Arcade if you're one of the rare Apple gamers. Get after it. I mean, we've talked about this kind of endlessly. We have a slide here that covers all the different ones that you can buy. So if you'll hop over to the next one, let's talk about the different packages.
Yes.
We've got the base game, which is going to be $40. I can't remember what I paid for mine. Do you remember what you paid?
Did you buy it on sale? Or did you pay outright?
I think I just paid outright.
The base was like 30.
Yeah, I think I paid 25. I might have got it on a sale.
Yeah, because I paid like 25 when I got it.
Okay. Yeah. So when you get that, I think you just straight up, correct me if I'm wrong, do we get the cozy edition because we're founders? Like, founders is what they're calling people who had
the
previous game.
I mean, I guess we technically get the gold edition because we're founders.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah, we don't have to pay anything. We bought it long ago. So we are grandfathered into everything except the expansion pass.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we're not getting the gold edition, but if you look at the tiny text down at the bottom, the digital rewards that are given free to founders include all of the cosmetics in the gold edition, and then two of those cosmetics in the cozy edition. You get one of six posters and a sticker sheet, which I don't know what that means. Stickers? That's a new thing.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So we'll figure that out as we play. But if you're outright buying one of these editions, you can get just an absolute shitload of moonstones. Just so many moonstones. It's a bunch. Oh, exclusive physical goodies? Wait.
Oh, so that's if you buy this edition.
Oh, outright, okay. I see. All right.
But we're not going to buy it physical, so.
No. We're not getting any of that stuff. See, I don't even really care for some of the rewards in the gold edition, but I care for the rewards in the cozy edition. I want those, all of those.
You want the raccoon companions?
I do.
Cottage house and the Cheshire Cat sweater.
Have you seen the cottage house skin? It is so good.
But you can have the flowery summer cottage house style for free here.
Yeah, true. Maybe I like that cottage. I don't know.
I mean, you just need the companion, the capybara.
I know. The little capybara guy is going to be right up under my arm like a football the whole time. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good stuff. I like this game. I think that other people would like this game. If you're into games, like, it's constant fetch quests. They want you to go get things for them. They want you to build stuff for them. That's what the game is. If you like fetch quests, you should get Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, next up on the list, we have got, we've talked about this also before. So the day before is going to be releasing December 7th. So that is going to be coming up pretty soon here. That's just in a couple of Fridays. So we talked about the controversy, I guess, surrounding this.
Yeah.
How it's just been kind of like, quote unquote, ripping off other games. I still haven't bothered to research into it because I like all the stuff that I've seen on this game because.
Yeah.
It just looks like a fun zombie MMO that you can like exist in with your friends. And that's what I want. That's what I need. Yeah. It's who I am. Don't judge me. So I'm going to be getting it. I'm going to tell you guys how it is. I think I have high hopes for it. Okay. That's a PC exclusive, by the way. Day before, only on PC.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But next up, we got one that is on PC, PS5, and Meta Quest. It is also in the zombie game vein. It is Arizona Sunshine 2, which I didn't know there was an Arizona Sunshine 1. And I'm kind of shocked.
I knew about that.
I've never
but I didn't know what it was.
Game. So it's a zombie game. You're like hanging out, you know, in the apocalypse and you're just killing stuff, and it's in VR, so that's pretty fun.
Okay.
I don't know if you can play it out of VR. I assume you can, but maybe not. Because it's on the PS5, and when I looked up the thing, it didn't say PS5 VR. So
yeah.
I don't know. But it sounds cool. So this is just taken straight from their website, but I like the description that they provided. So here it is.
Okay.
Take on the form of our dark humor protagonist once more and set out on the cinematic next chapter of our VR journey in search of answers. And what's better than braving the end of the fucking world? Surviving it with your new best friend, buddy. You get a dog in this game. You get a dog.
Oh, that's a whole ass zombie arm in his mouth.
It sure is. He's fetching stuff for you, you know? He's on his own fetch quest.
I like him.
In a desolate world, suddenly you're not so alone anymore. And I love that he's just back there, like, cheering you on with the fucking, like, flamethrower. Like, yeah, get him. Get him, Dad. That's very cool. I want to light a zombie on fire in VR. So I might get this one. I think we have a Meta Quest kicking around somewhere. So fire that little thing up and see how it goes. Okay. That's out December 7th. I didn't get a price on this one. I'm willing to bet it's going to be in the realm of like $40-$50.
I was going to guess that. Okay.
But
looks good though.
It does look good. If you're not looking to pay full price for a game, get out your calendars right now, because I'm going to tell you the upcoming Steam sales for the end of the year. So first, we're going to have the autumn sale, and that's going to take place from November 21st to November 28th. And we don't have any kind of idea of what they're going to be selling during these times. Like, it's just the autumn sale is one of those big sales. It's like everything's on sale. So save your money, mark your calendars. Get it. Just get it. Whatever's on your wish list, if it goes down to a price that you want to pay, be like, yeah, get it. Like, this, it's time. It is time. if you're looking for some more VR games, maybe Arizona Sunshine is something that speaks to you. The Steam VR Fest is going to follow that. That is December 4th through the 11th. And that one, of course, is going to be focused just on VR games. So again, no specific list of games, but it is going to be in the realm of VR. And they're doing a lot of free demos during that time as well. So if you want to demo some stuff, get after it.
Okay, I'm into that.
Yes. The last Steam sale of the year is the Winter Sale. And the Winter Sale, as everyone knows, is the big one. So if you found something that you were like, maybe I'll buy it, maybe I won't, in the Autumn Sale, it's probably going to be even better in the Winter Sale. So Winter Sale is Steam's like, get it now.
Blow out.
Jump on it. Okay. It's just as good as the Summer Sale. Like, they always have really good deals during the Winter Sale. I think it's going to be a really good year for it again. There's probably going to be some good sales on one of my favorite games, because my favorite game just got a new release, and that is Dredge, the Pale Reach. It is out, baby. It came out as of we're recording this, came out today, so I got to play it a little bit. But it came out yesterday, November 16th. You get a new biome, a whole new biome. I was so thrilled because I bought it, like, I bought it the second I saw that it was out, and I was like, yes, and booted it up. And so when you buy it, there's like, normally with the DLC, you kind of expect there to be a thing when you boot it up, be like, hey, check out this new piece, go find it. But for this, there wasn't. And I was like, did it not load?
I purchased it,
right? So I zoomed out on the map, and there's just like big red question mark and a circle on the map.
Oh,
and
my,
I was like,
God.
Fuck yeah, I'm heading toward that. So it's so cool. The new biome is like snow, ice, and you have new fish, new crabs. There's like boat parts that you can buy up there that have your boat going, like cutting through glaciers. There's a new storyline that I'm like halfway through that is really fascinating. It's
halfway through.
Yeah.
Not today.
I got some time to play. I got some fishing time in earlier.
Okay.
It's so good. There's new quests. There's a new robed figure, which those are the guys where you feed them fish and they give you books in exchange.
Oh. Okay.
There was some controversy around the robed figure. I wouldn't say controversy, just some butthurtedness around those because they were time quests originally, and nobody wants to, you know, come back, be like, I found the fish that you liked, and the dude's just laying there dead on the rocks. Yeah. So those are no longer timed, which is great. That happened in a previous update. But yeah, there's a new robed figure. He's very spooky, just like the other ones. The Pale Reach is $5.99. It is $6. I think you should get it. I think if you have Dredge, you should get the Pale Reach. And I think if you don't have Dredge, you should get Dredge. I think you should get Dredge. It's really good. I love this game so much. It speaks to my soul. If you like fishing games at all and you're not playing Dredge right now, I got a bone to pick with you.
Do you even like fishing games then?
Do you even like them? If you're not playing Dredge, look in your soul. So go get that, please. I like it. Have a good holiday with it. Now let's talk about some hardware you might want to be investing in the near future. So the OLED Steam Deck.
Oh my God, look at it.
Look at it. It's here. It is $549. That's $549 buckaroonies. It's not out of the realm, you know, like if you like PC gaming, especially, this is a good way to get into it without actually purchasing a PC. So the new one is 512 gigabytes. You can compare that to the $399 for the 256 gigabyte version, the LCD, that one. So it's $150 more. $150 more. I can do math. And you're getting, you know, more gigabytes, you're getting double the gigabytes, and you're getting an OLED screen versus a LCD screen. So I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
The OLED screen, for those of you who are not in the know, you get more colors, you get darker blacks, pure blacks is what they call them, and you get some amazing motion rendition out of that. So it's also touting a larger screen. I'm going to tell you right now, the screen is 0.4 inches larger. So don't...
Hey, that's still 0.4.
It's a little bit bigger, but... Don't go expecting. I mean, the screen is huge. It's 7.4 inches. Like, that's a big handheld screen. That's enormous. It's bigger than your Switch. So I like the Steam Deck. It's what I play primarily on for handheld stuff and even for docking it. Like, I stopped playing my Switch when I got it because I just popped that Steam Deck on and I play that all night.
Yeah.
But if you're more of a handheld person, you can get 30 to 50% more battery life out of this thing. That's nuts to me. They put in a bigger battery. It's better. They got put in faster Wi-Fi. They got Wi-Fi 6E on there. And they've also put in a bigger fan and updated the thermals for it. Because I'll tell you one thing, my Steam Deck gets hot. It gets spicy. Lay it down on your lap and you're like, oh no. And when you turn it on, the fan is always just like instantly. So
yeah,
I'm hoping this fan helps with all of that business. Another cool thing about it is that all the rear case screws are now Torx type, which means they're screwing into metal threads versus the plastic ones. And it makes, you know, disassembling and reassembling possible without impacting the actual structural integrity of your machine.
Okay.
And so you can now easily mod things. I mean, you could mod it before, but now it's more easily done. So I think that's cool. Steam is all about, you know, the user experience, and they want you to be able to take out what you don't want and put in things that you like. So check it out. OLED Steam Deck, $549. If you're looking for a gift for Christmas for your significant other and they're a gamer, that's a big one. Why don't you get
there you
it?
Go.
If you're waiting for the Switch 2, however, you might be waiting a little bit longer than we thought. So we were kind of expecting you and I to see the Switch 2 just suddenly drop for the holiday season. I know I was. I thought they would just be like, December, you know what? Switch 2. But no, that is unfortunately not the case. So it is rumored to be released on September 24th of 2024. And these leaks are coming from a pretty reliable source. I know that there was a lot of leaks that happened during the Blizzard trial because, like, you know, all the video game documents in the whole world just came out during that trial. So this is part of that, I believe. So it's rumored to be released on September 24th, but if they can't make that date for whatever reason, they have a fallback release date of November 3rd. So it will be holiday 2024. We're looking at about a year from now. It's going to be $400 is what we're expecting. The standard edition is going to be, the standard edition will be $50 more expensive. And I say standard because they have a digital only. So the digital only is going to be $400. And then the non-digital, the non-digital one where you can actually put the game cartridge in, that'll be $450. So it's another console that's going like digital only, but we'll see. At least they're still having a physical version available. There's also rumors that they're going to have AR features, which that sounds pretty cool. I imagine they'll use that for like Pokemon Snap, perhaps, where you can like look around and like see Pokemans in your apartment or whatever.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be cool. But for all of this, it doesn't have an OLED. I don't want to say confirmed, but in all of the stuff so far that I've seen, there is nothing that says anything about an OLED. And that should be like your front thing that you tell people about when you're marketing your new console. Like, what does the screen look like? So we're assuming it lacks an OLED display, which is unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is at this point. So that is all of the video game news I have for you for December. I want you to tune in to our episode on Monday because we will be breaking down the Game Awards. We have our big old Game Awards episode that's coming up. So the Game Awards themselves are airing on December 7th, which is what, this Friday? Not this Friday.
It's 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's like 3 weeks away from this Friday roundup. So
So this coming episode, we're making our picks for who we think is going to win.
Yes.
And it's sometimes we'll put like a little something on the line. Don't know if we'll make a bet this year, but we'll see. Maybe something strikes us, you know?
Yeah, we'll see.
If you got ideas for it, put it in the comments. It's never too late.
And we also, if you are in our Discord, we actually put a spreadsheet of all of the nominees in there. So you can go in, make your picks, and then kind of go against us and see who guesses the most right. So that's just a bragging rights. Exactly. That is, I think, all we got.
That's all we have for you here.
What a Friday. What a month.
23. What a month. What a year.
Yes. Whoa, that is a lot. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us all of this year. This is our final episode for this year. It's not our final episode forever. Just of 2023.
Just for this
year. yeah, we'll definitely be back in 2024. Look forward to tons of more movies and game news. That's what we bring you every Friday. We'll be back next year with that. And I guess one more final time, thank you, StreamYard,
yeah,
for this super cool platform where we got all these cool tickers. Yeah, we got the new little CN 2024 button, the little thing down here, little ticker. I love the tickers, man. The ticker is like my favorite thing.
It's pretty cool.
StreamYard has.
And if you read it very closely, you'll see a hint to when our next big Patreon content is coming out.
Yes. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. You enjoyed this year with us. Thank you for taking this ride with us. We will see you in 2024. We love you guys.
Yes. Love us so much. If you already miss us, hey, get in the Discord. It's only $2.
That's right. And we will be talking all the rest of the year, probably a lot about more movies coming out, getting announced, and definitely those Game Award stuff. So
yes,
check it out.
Check it out.
Catch you guys next year.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.